The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Question, of course, is
the latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Who will emerge as a serious front runner, and the reasons for them wishing to acquire the estate 316 branches?
Well, just let's have a quick look at those three private equity names that you mentioned. So JC Flowers, this is the Chris Flowers operation, the former Goldman banker who set up a private equity operation for, when was it, 10, 15 years ago? Made a name for himself in Japan, first of all, by buying a kind of bust bank and turning it round. Since then, his successful deals have been rather thinner on the ground, but he bought a year or two ago now the Kent Reliance business. This is the former building society. What's he done with that? Was it too early to say?
It's too early to say.
It's one of those entities, I suppose, because it's private and because it was a building society before, is rather below the radar. But clearly he's got an interest in the bank sector in the UK, which I guess justifies fresh interest. AnaCap is maybe less known as an entity, but they're also active in the UK already. They've got this SME bank, Aldermore. It was a previously existing business?